back in 1981, mm-hmm. he visited my wife's village and took some pictures.
With, your wife's village was?
Wong family.
Wong family.
Yeah, Wong family.
From also?
Taishan.
Taishan.
And he took pictures of the house. And some of the relatives are still living there.
Really? Yeah, right. Do you know you still have relatives there? Your own?
My oldest, let's see, my uncle, this one is the number two uncle, number one son, has a son there,
I
think.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Uh-huh.
In fact, one of my cousins, his brother, went back there last year on a visit.
Oh, I see. So
that's about the only relative I know of that is back there. The rest of all the families are all here.
Mm-hmm. How many people would you say at that time when they all come back to visit, you know, during the weekend?
In fact, if I remember, sometimes we even have about three tables to eat. Mm. Especially New Year, we'll have at least three tables.
And these are
ordinary, you know, not holidays or anything like that. We have a dinner at the store, usually about one table.
Yeah. And these were all single?
The worker in the store, and I was helping with the store too, see. So, and some of whatever people that the day off, they come and then eat with us.
Would they also sort of go to the next door to gamble a little bit, or?
I don't know about that.
So your mother was living at 427 all that time. Did she have to cook for these relatives when
no,
they came
no.
come back?
The store has a cook. I mean, one of the employees has a cook, usually.
It's a man.
Man. Right.
I see. So
we didn't have any woman cook
there.
Right. I remember when I was a kid, I remember how they used to walk. And burn with wood, not gas. Mm-hmm. Gas was put in later, much later. Yeah. And how they would cook the rice. First they put all the wood in there, big fire, hot fire. And then when it was ready to simmer, they pull all the wood out, see.
Let it simmer.
Yeah.
I see. So they must have a built
brick
oven.
Yeah.
Type.
Well, you call it stove again.
I don't think
you call it oven because
it's
a
stove.
Fire and heat.
Just for the
for heating.
Walk.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. How many stove would you say? Do you remember?
Well, I remember. I think there was two walk. Yeah.
Must be big, huge.
Yeah, right. I guess it's probably about 3 feet wide.
Mostly it's a square or
No, round.
Oh, the
round
shape.
Yeah,
I
round.
See. Oh.
Yeah, round.
I
it's
see.
Cast iron.
Can you describe a little bit of the store, the setup, the decoration, or?
The store, the front was to display merchandise.
And they have shelves on the wall?
Yeah, right. There's shelf on the wall and then showcases. Before, the picture shows a little different. Later on, my uncle went and remodeled the store. So you make it like a regular merchandise store.
So you have a
showcase. So this is the only store that has an indentation here, and then the show windows on the outside.
Oh, I see. So you
that's the only one that has it. These two, 419 and 421.
I
the rest
see.
Is just the doors.
Oh, I see.
See, so we have display showcases on the front.
When did they start that kind of display, as you remember?
Probably in the 20s.
The end of the 20s.
In fact, no, probably early 20.
So, probably when you moved to 427, it was already there. These pictures are taken later, it's 19.
See, don't show it.
No.
Because
it's covered up.
Yeah, right, it's dark.
Right. So there was this, what do you call, awning outside, is that right?
Well, this is awning, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so they used to have this.
No. Yeah, that's right. They took that down.
Mm-hmm.
There is also roll type of awning down.
Mm-hmm.
That roll, see this one?
Oh, I see.
Two of them.
Uh-huh.
Then tied to a string that hook onto the side here.
I see.
So they lower in the morning because the sun was shining in there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So they always have, they use
yeah.
their awnings anyway.
Right.
And then,
right.
How about these?
These are just temporary things for this thing.
Oh, I see. Those
for
are
the moon
the
festival,
temporary
yeah.
decoration for
yeah.
the moon festival.
Moon festival, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when they're taking that thing because they got a flag up.
I see. Okay. So we were talking about it.
This is another year, it looks like.
About the same year, 19...
Huh? No, you don't see these flags up here?
Oh, that's right. Not the same year, but also for the
for the same for the same cause? Because they had two of them.
Uh-huh. This is 1938.
38 and
39
then.
Oh, okay.
The 2 years.
It's consecutive years.
Yeah, right,
uh-huh.
right.
Okay.
They call it, what they call it, trying to get money for the fighting the Japanese. Japanese War, not the World War II.
Uh-huh, China Relief, the Sino-Japanese
yeah, right.
War.
Right. In fact, you have this Sino
yeah.
Relief Association
right.
there.
Right, okay.
And they're
right.
using that same,
you
actually
said.
The same people.
Right.
they call
they
it
a different
name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were talking about the
yeah.
decoration, then you have
okay.
showcase in the front.
Showcase front. Then, because this cross here was partition was in that picture,
uh-huh.
but
oh, yes.
when later on this way, but I remember that that picture too.
Okay.
Then later on when they start this, well, then it changed.
Oh, so actually when you were young, that kind of setup was still in existence.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So the showcases. Here,
uh-huh.
they have shelves here,
okay.
and closed shelf in fact.
Uh-huh.
These shelves are still there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the old one, exactly
uh-huh.
the old one.
Uh-huh.
What they did on this shelf was put in
glass
doors.
Oh, I see.
So you want the merchandise in there, when you see it.
I see.
So these go down here, and then
the partition.
There's no partition
oh.
until back here.
Oh, I see.
This is back here. And there's a staircase to go upstairs
uh-huh.
here.
Okay.
See? And let's see. Go. See this? It's just the wall here.
Uh-huh.
This one here.
Uh-huh.
And there's another wall here.
Uh-huh.
There's just an open doorway, no
right.
door.
Uh-huh.
And this, the latest. This was used as a cashier cage.
Uh-huh.
And then the kitchen was back here.
Oh, kitchen is in back.
Kitchen here.
Uh-huh.
Before all this remodeling, the kitchen was here. And the stove was here.
Oh, I see. So...
Oh, wait. No, I'm wrong. I'm wrong on that. The kitchen was here. Before.
Okay.
Then... They moved the kitchen to next door to 419.
Oh,
when they
I see.
Moved
I see.
This thing entirely over here.
I see.
Yeah.
So actually, back here is the Sanchez.
Right.
Oh, okay.
There's a door here.
Okay.
There's a door here.
Okay, so have enough ventilation.
And there's another door here that goes upstairs here.
The
upstairs, second floor.
I see.
And one of my cousins was living up there.
Uh-huh.
In fact, Chung Sun Company in North Broadway.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, right.
That's your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin, yeah.
Oh, what's
my
his
first cousin.
What's his
William,
name?
William Liu, L-U-E.
Uh-huh.
L-U-E,
William
yeah.
Liu,
yeah.
Liu, huh?
Yeah.
Ah, he's your...
First cousin.
Uncle's son.
First cousin once removed.
Uh-huh.
He's my, let's see, yeah. Number one uncle's.
Oh.
Number one uncle's. He would be, let's see. His grandfather, I guess, would be my number one uncle.
Oh, I see. Okay. And he came to the United States. He was born here?
No, he was born in China.
Uh-huh.
He came here about a year old, year or 2 years old.
Ah, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
His father was here, though.
His father was here. His father wasn't born here either.
But probably either your father or your uncle brought him here.
Well, that's the thing, see, my uncle did a lot of that, those things, they tried to bring all the families over, see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he brought, how many would you say that he brought over? All these
well, the
people?
Entire family, actually, all my cousins,
mm-hmm.
Not born here.
Mm-hmm.
That brought over,
uh-huh.
and probably a lot of others,
uh-huh.
all related.
Because
uh-huh. I remember, see, in the old days, to immigrate here, you either have to be a merchant or a laborer.
Right.
And after the laborer, they cut that out, and then the merchant is the only one that can bring anybody over.
Right.
So I remember when we filed a partnership return
mm-hmm.
for Sunningwall, and we have about 20 partners.
Really?
See, that way they can
they
show the immigration that they are merchants.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So they
that
over.
You say that you look at that return, it will be around 1930s? It's still like that
No, not much older than that.
Oh,
probably in the 20s, yeah.
20s. Yeah. Ah, 20s.
Yeah.
Do you know all
the
all
the store
related?
Started 1891.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess beginning they start adding
yeah,
partners.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Do you know all these people or?
Some of them, but not all of them. I can't remember, you know.
Uh-huh. Was there any family papers like that? You know, like shows the partnerships and it shows the.
No, I think all those records are lost.
Ah,
yeah.
I see. Uh-huh.
When they moved the store from here to North Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that address on North Broadway is wrong. It's 658 North Broadway.
Oh, 650.
658.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's
I don't know how I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. This is, I said Long Gong went to 989.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
And then this
yeah.
is Sun Wing Wall.
Yeah, Sun Wing Wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's nice to know about these. And so
actually, I don't know how many cousins like that, you know, as far as numbers.
Including the
yeah.
close one,
yeah,
including
right,
the distant
yeah,
one.
Yeah, right.
But they will come back from time
yeah,
to time.
Yeah, that's right, go back
the,
and forth. Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's the, as you say, the center
yeah.
of the Lu family.
Yeah, right.
How about the Long Gong Tingyi Family Association? Did the family actually pretty active in Long, you know, for family association?
Yes, they were active. I remember this cousin of mine, that the last one at Sunningwall, Lo Yi Fan.
Okay, Lo Yi Fan.
I think he was president of Long Gong at one time.
Uh-huh, I see. What? How do you spell his American name?
Remember Lo Yi Fan, F-O-N.
F-O-N?
Yeah. No, F-O-N, no N-G.
Oh, sorry. F-O-N.
Actually, Yi Fan Lu,
Y-E-E,
yeah.
Uh-huh. And L-E-W.
Right.
Okay, I see. And he is your cousin.
Right, he's
son
the first cousin. He's the first cousin.
Uncle.
My second uncle, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Number two uncle.
Uh-huh, okay.
Son of number two uncle.
Uh-huh. What's your uncle's Chinese name? I mean, American name?
American name, Sing Kai Lu.
K-A-I.
Lu.
Oh, okay.
He was a Zhonghua Weipun Jizek for umpteen years.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Your father was also...
No, he wasn't in any office.
Uh-huh, I see. How about your grandfather's name?
Grandfather... I don't know how it's actually spelled.
Uh-huh.
I think it's O-U or O-W.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Liu Lau Oh Bill.
This is Tong Pu, T-O-N-P-E-W. This is what
No, Do.
No.
T-O-W probably. What do you want to spell?
Oh, okay.
Actually, Chinese is...
Oh, yeah, okay. Chinese will be... Oh, Do.
Do Bill.
Bill, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this is a...
This is a father's name. My father's name.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
Mm, so...
Uh-huh. So this is not the American name then?
No.
No.
He usually Kwan Sik Lu. That's another name.
Oh, okay.
No. Kun.
Oh, I see.
This is a married name.
Married name,
yeah.
I see. And then your... Okay. Your grandfather. Okay,
oh,
yeah,
I think
T,
Do, Bill, Do.
T-O-U, I think.
T-O-U.
To, no. Yeah, T-O-U. And P-P-W,
yeah.
Okay. And then the cousin's
father.
Name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is your...
This is his
uncle.
Father.
Yeah, okay. This is your uncle's name.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, good. Now I'm clear. Yeah. So you have so many of these relatives.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Lu family.
Mm-hmm. Did they visit, say, your family? Yeah, like your mother and your...
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did your mother have a family here also?
No, I should be ashamed for this, but I don't know too much about my mother until just lately.
Mm-hmm.
I dug up some of my old records that my father left down, and I found out that she was from Gao Gong.
Oh, I see.
And I think she might, in Chinese at that time, a concubine.
Uh-huh, I see. Uh-huh.
I think it's number two. I'm not too sure yet. I had to take the what recording my father had.
Uh-huh.
I said when that
the
first wife died.
Uh-huh.
It's not actually the first wife either. There's some more that died.
Uh-huh. I see. So actually,
yeah.
In the early days, like if the merchants usually if they can, it's sort of.
Well, I think to be truthful about it, I think. When he came over, of course he was here before, but the second time he went back, he wanted to bring another wife over here in the United States, so he married my mother.
Uh-huh, I see. So it's like, and also in the early days...
So the first wife was still back there at that time.
I see. Uh-huh.
That's what I think it is, but
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How about your uncle? Did he bring his wife?
No, he didn't. That's one thing. See, that's why I told you that they...
Only your father
Yeah, that's
had.
Right.
Uh-huh.
The curse, you might say.
Far-sighted.
No, I don't know about that.
You knew that he wanted to stay here. Uh-huh. So, and we were talking about the Xiangwen War, and then we were talking about the upstairs. Did Zhonghua Weiguan occupy the whole upstairs of the Garnier, or there are other...
They occupy 417 and upstairs.
Only 417?
Right.
Okay.
Zhonghua Weiguan 415.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zhonghua Weiguan 415?
Yeah, right.
And no, CACA?
CACA over here.
Oh, okay.
CACA over here.
Uh-huh.
And Zhonghua.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then how about upstairs of Xiangwen Wall?
We use a sleeping quarter.
Oh, is that right?
And storage too.
Uh-huh. Storage
yeah.
also.
Yeah, storage, yeah.
Ah. How many people would say sleep upstairs?
Well, not that many actually. There's a lot of room up there.
Hmm. How many
it's
rooms?
Not too well subdivided.
Uh-huh.
I remember on 421, my uncle did put on some rooms here on this side.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, this side is all open. He just put beds up there and they sleep there.
Oh. So these people come over for like a weekend and then they can also, if they want to stay overnight.
Yeah,
they
want to stay overnight.
They can stay there.
Yeah.
Oh. That's pretty, then there's no family up there though.
No, William's family was in upstairs here at one time.
Uh-huh.
Living upstairs on 419.
419.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's my, you mean Williams?
Yeah, William, yeah.
Father and...
Yeah, right.
Did when, William actually live there?
Yeah.
He was young?
Yeah, he was young then too.
Oh, I see.
In fact, I slept there too. My uncle wants me to, get away from the family. He wants me to sleep up there.
Why did he want to stay away from the family?
I don't know. He's thinking it's too crowded over here.
Oh, I see. How many people in your family? You have 8. I mean, including the one that have passed away, do you have about 8 brothers and sisters?
I guess we have about 8 people. On the average, probably 7 or 8 people.
Ah, I see. So you have how many rooms in 427?
Well, no room actually. There was upstairs. Mm-hmm. We saw a mezzanine up there.
Uh-huh.
And some, 1 or 2 was sleeping downstairs.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. So it's a huge, big room, and you have kitchen in the back?
Yeah, kitchen in the back. Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's no such things like a bedroom?
No. No such thing. Well, we're upstairs.
Uh-huh, okay.
A mezzanine.
Uh-huh, I see. Yeah. Oh, that's the reason why you moved to the 419.
That's why my uncle wants me to stay over there.
And besides, you work for him anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
So the workers will all live up there?
Yeah.
Who were the workers? How many?
Well, they're probably cousins, that they bring over, mm-hmm. When they first come over, they'd be working there for a while,
mm-hmm.
Then they find another job outside, and then go outside, see.
I see.
Or they go work for another cousin, laundry or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it's like transition point.
Yeah, transition point, right.
So how many did your uncle usually need for the store, usually?
Usually, probably about, 5 or 6, I guess.
So like one would take care of the storage?
Well, we work all kind of, everything.
Everybody, anything. What did you do, though? Can you describe your work there, when you work?
Well, we pack stuff, we unpack stuff when we're importing things. We unpack stuff and display on the on shelves and mark them. And do shipping.
Accounting? That was your...
Yeah, I did the bookkeeping. I did bookkeeping.
What did your uncle do, though? He was just
the big boss. Big boss. Well, he collects the money and he does the banking.
he did use American Bank, though.
Yes, we did. After probably around the 20s, probably he started using American Banks.
I was going to also ask a couple other questions. Do you remember when the CCBA moved to Garnier Building?
Well, let's see, when they built a new building up in Chinatown. Same time, yeah, they moved.
So was the CACA then?
CACA is a little bit earlier, I think. Maybe 1 year or 2 years earlier.
So it was still in the 30s?
Yeah.
I see.
Well, no, let's see. When was the CACA move? Has to be before World War II.
Right. Because you said that the old Chinatown was, that was 1933. So it was before the Chinatown demolished?
You said it was dedicated in 38. So then CACA was built after that.
Oh, you mean the new CACA?
Yeah, right.
The present?
Yeah, present of Bamboo
Lane. Yeah, that's after.
Right.
But when did the CACA move from
When they built that new building.
Oh, the same time?
Yeah.
Right, I see. Yeah. So, do you remember then, before CACA and CCBA, who were occupied there for 15 years?
I think Zhenghua Weigun was there probably before 1912. CACA was up there in 1912 already.
Oh, you mean when the CACA started, they were
there? Yeah, right. So no, they were in Chinatown, and then before, probably a year or two probably after that. Mm-hmm. Probably 1913, 14, I guess. Somewhere around
so now. As you remember, CACA was always upstairs in
yeah, area. As far as I remember, yes.
Uh-huh. So you don't
but
remember
know,
the move.
But I know they were talking about it, and, you know, the old-timers that they were down in old Chinatown at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't remember.
But you remember it
yeah,
was always
there.
Up there.
At
so Zhonghua was
always
Zhonghua
up,
always
right.
one also
yeah.
up there.
Yeah.
I see. So they moved after the new Chinatown built, and then their building was built later.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
When they had to move.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I can
yeah.
check those dates
yeah.
out too. And the only thing is I wasn't sure when they moved into Gan
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
oh, I see. The, well, I think way back, before uh-huh. 1912 anyway.
Uh-huh.
I mean, 1912 at least.
Uh-huh.
Well, a couple of years after 1912, CACA was in. But Zhonghua probably older.
I see.
Yeah.
Can you, have you ever visited Zhonghua and CACA?
Well, in fact,
no
I was in the old building, I was executive secretary for a long while. I used to go up there and, you know, and we had meetings up there when I first joined.
Mm-hmm.
That meeting up there.
Uh-huh. That's Zhonghua.
Yeah. No. CACA. Yeah.
Can you
I was executive secretary for a long while.
Oh, from
yeah.
when to?
I don't remember. In fact, I was secretary up to around the early 50 in New Chinatown.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So
I used to go down there and keep the records and send the bills out for the membership dues.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And do the banking.
Uh-huh. Oh, do that, all that? You don't have...
Yeah, they
treasurer.
Were paying me $35 a month, I think, to do that work. Well, it cost
oh.
$35, quite a bit of money in those days.
Uh-huh, I
yeah.
see. At that time, you also worked for the...
yeah, I was still working for something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you were at...
Oh, wait a minute. No, I was wrong on that.
Mm-hmm.
I was already down at the produce market.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's after the World War II.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Can you describe, I mean, first about the CACA, you know, the functions, the activities over there at the time?
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
They have convention there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is picture, no, it
couldn't
be.
Not, uh-huh.
But when they have convention, they decorate it too.
Mm-hmm.
And you see two flag poles here?
Uh-huh.
The American.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
American flag
yeah.
and the Chinese
yeah.
flag.
They had something to do with that too. But they were constantly falling down, so I finally had a more permanent deal
uh-huh.
on that thing.
I see.
And they hang the flags out
uh-huh.
during the convention. But they have dances up there. CAC had a band.
Mm-hmm.
They even go on parade, I think, dedication of the City Hall in 1928, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They march in the parade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's before I was even a member.
Ah.
But George Tom
mm-hmm.
would be able to tell you something about the activity of the CACA before my time.
Uh-huh.
George Washington Tom.
Uh-huh. Okay. So...
he was participating in the band there.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Okay.
In fact, they dragged up some of the old pictures out in that the last convention booklet.
Mm-hmm.
They show, you know, the old band and even have a choir.
Mm-hmm. The CACA band was led by Peter Suhu Sr.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You
yeah,
had
I
that
think
information.
I saw one of the pictures
yeah,
in
right,
the show.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
So at that time was a big thing then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big thing. And actually, CACA, the original objective was civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
They were constantly getting bad laws, so like that, and we always tried to fight. It was anytime they come up, you know.
Uh-huh. So, how many members at that time when you were secretary? Well, it's a long time. Mm-hmm. Membership
In fact, I think we have more members than what we have now.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm. At one time, CACA had a death benefit. It was giving, at the beginning of the plan, they were giving $1,000 away upon the death of a member.
Mm-hmm.
So So a lot of people join, because every time somebody dies in a group, then they ask for
donation.
Not donation, but assessment. A $5 piece, something like that. And then the fund wasn't able to keep up with $1,000 repayment. They cut it down to 500. And then the membership dropped from that. And then finally, they cut out the whole thing. Then the membership really dropped.
Gee, see? That's so like that, facts.
Yeah. So that, the reason they were joining was to try to get this fund, see, the benefit of the fund.
How many members would you?
I think at that time, probably about 400 or 500 members at one time. But
they
not when I took over, it wasn't that anymore.
Yeah. When you took over, they already know.
Yeah, already dropped.
Project,
yeah, already dropped. Yeah,
I see. Right. So how many did you handle?